Now, Psalm 112 is another one of these wonderful hallelujah psalms, and it also is an acrostic psalm, each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, we miss all that, of course, in our English translation. Now, here in Psalm 112, we have here this perfect alphabetical psalm. And when you go through it here, we miss all of that, of course. But it goes all the way from Aleph to Tau, and there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and they're all included here. But we miss that in our translation, of course. Now, here, the emphasis is praising God for His righteousness. Now, God's righteousness causes Him to have to judge sin. But aren't you glad today that God is who He is? Suppose He was the devil. It was Satan that He tempted to deceive us. He wanted to destroy us. That'd be a horrible thing, would it not? It's horrible even to contemplate. But friends, God is good, and God is righteous, and He has to deal with sin because He is righteous, and He's going to make things right. I don't know about you, I want Him to make things right. I'd like for the things in my own life to be straightened out, wouldn't you? This is something to praise Him for. So here we go again. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man who feareth the Lord, who delighteth greatly in His commandments. Don't despise His commandments. They're a mirror. And if you're honest with them, why, they'll let you see who you are. I have a Sunday broadcast, and these are messages that I've given over the years, and only the messages that God has used for the salvation of souls in the past have been used. And there have been running a series on the Ten Commandments. There are those that never thought I'd run a series on them. And I have several letters of people who listened. One man said, "This is the sin that I didn't realize was separating me from God." And he said, "I saw what an awful sinner I was." I have a letter from a lady, and she is a lady, but her sin was swearing, taking God's name in vain, and she's turned to the Lord, had a remarkable conversion. It's all because she saw herself in God's mirror, and that's what the commandments are. Don't despise them. But if you're honest, you know you can't be saved by keeping them. You need a Savior. That's what they reveal. Verse 3, "Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever." And that's something else God won't run out of, his righteousness. He has a good supply of it. Our God is righteous. And listen to verse 4, "Unto the upright there riseth light in the darkness." Why? Because He, that is God, is gracious, and He's full of compassion and righteous. Oh, you and I do not know how good God really is, how wonderful He is. Why, if you did right now, you'd sing the hallelujah chorus. Now, will you notice verse 6? "Surely He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance." And God's not going to lose sight of you throughout eternity. Verse 9, "He hath distributed, He hath given to the poor." Now, this looks toward that day. God's going to take care of the poor. He has the only poverty program that's going to work. Unfortunately, the Democrats and the Republicans and the Communists and any other group today, they're not interested in adopting God's program, but they all say they're going to solve it. But the interesting thing is, these folk that say they're going to solve the poverty problem, they solve it for themselves. They do well by themselves, but they don't do well by the poor. Now, notice this. "He hath distributed, He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor." And that's the power and strength of God.